You may not want to forget about the Christmas boxes back there. Very tangible way to kind of help out people. And I was already asking George about the jail, giving to the people in the jail this Christmas time. I think there's only 90-some days left till Christmas, believe it or not. And I'm already depressed because we're going to close our pool, so I might as well go full-blown depressed and say Christmas is coming. But anyway, it's all part of the seasons. On Tuesday, the legendary Yankees member Yogi Berra died at the age of 90. You may remember that, you may know who he is. He was an 18-time All-Star, and he appeared in 14 World Series as a member of the Yankees and won 10 of them. But if you know anything about Yogi Berra, you probably know more than his baseball career. His fame is more about some of the things that we call Berraisms, or where how he would take phrases and kind of not say them correctly, that's what he was kind of known for. And they're called Berraisms, and they're colloquial expressions that lack logic, and they are countless. Many of them are attributed to him, even though he may not have actually said them. And so I pulled a few of them off this week, and I'm going to give you a couple in honor of Yogi Berra, and also, obviously, as a lead into what I want to talk about this morning. This is probably the most famous one: when you come to a fork in the road, take it. You can observe a lot just by watching. Well, you are slow today, I'm telling you. It ain't over till it's over. It's like deja vu all over again. No one goes there nowadays. It's just too crowded. Yeah, you're getting there. People in Rileyville are slow when it's a rainy day. Oh, that's not a colloquialism. A nickel ain't worth a dime anymore. Yeah, there you go. And always go to other people's funerals, otherwise they won't come to yours. And the one that I want to kind of focus on this morning is baseball is 90% mental and the other half is physical. I listen to Car Talk on NPR every week, and I know Tom passed away about a year ago, and I the podcast, and they always talk about the third half of the show, and so I kind of appreciate that with Yogi Berra. Well, yes, he's right. Baseball is 90% mental and the other half physical, and there is a sense in which what he says is true, because much of what we do, most of what we do, most of the way we approach our life is all about the mentality, the mindset that we have. And as I thought about this fall and about what I wanted to do this fall, as we are still waiting for God to bring your pastor here, we've talked a lot about the church over this year. We've talked about some of the characteristics of the people of the church and so forth. And where God has really kind of directed me is to focus in on this thing of attitudes. And that's what I want to talk about beginning this morning, attitudes. And over the next several weeks, as we move into the fall season and then approach towards the holidays, that's kind of be the glue that holds all of these things together, attitudes. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to start this morning in the book of Romans chapter 12, and we're also going to look at a couple other verses, but also in Philippians chapter 2. Attitudes. You know, all of us have attitudes. George talked about the attitude of joy that many of you have, and he's right, many of you do. But I also see some other attitudes when I come into here. See, I do look at everybody's faces, and sometimes I see people that are, you know, engaged, and I see some people that are really joyful, and I see some people that are a little annoyed and maybe bored, or I don't know how you can be bored, but, you know, they're bored. And all of us have attitudes, and as Yogi Berra said, that attitudes are a big part of life. It really is, not just in baseball, but at work, as a Christian, as a husband for me, as a dad, as a pastor, as a teacher, in all of the roles that I have in life, the way I approach it mentally with my attitude will in a large part frame how things are going to go. And that's what we want to talk about this morning. And rather than getting into any specific ones this morning, I want to talk about this, the biblical concept of attitude in general, and then beginning next week, and then through the fall, we'll look at some specific ones. In Romans chapter 12, you probably know these verses. Verse 1, Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, based on all that Paul has said up to this point about, and that's all doctrinal stuff, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, and here's the phrase, by the renewing of your mind to prove what is that good and that acceptable and perfect will of God. And then over in Philippians chapter 2, we looked at this passage back in July, actually on my birthday, the 26th of July, where Paul talks about the need for unity, and the need for unity comes through humility. And he said this in Philippians 2:5, let this mind, let this attitude, let this mindset be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus. The Bible doesn't really, at least the King James Version, doesn't use the word attitude, but it does use the word mind, and it conveys the same thing about a mindset, an approach, a mental approach that we have. And that's where we want to go this morning. And so using Yogi Berra's phrase about baseball being 90% mental, we're going to use that as a framework this morning. And I want to begin by talking about being mental, all right? And I don't mean mental like crazy mental, although that may qualify some. But anyway, being mental. And then we're going to talk about living mental. And finally, going mental. Being mental, what does that mean? Living mental, how do we live that out? And then how do we get to where we need to be based on these scriptures? And we'll begin back in Romans chapter 12 and verse 5. Here in this text here, Paul talks about that have this mind in you. And when we talk about a definition of attitudes, the dictionary says, an attitude is one's mental and emotional response to the circumstances of life. Another one says, a manner of acting or feeling or thinking that shows one's disposition, one's opinion, one's mental mindset. So these are all some of the definitions that we could have when we talk about attitudes. Regardless of how you define the word, one thing is for sure, all of us have attitudes. And some of us are better at hiding them than others, but all of us have them, and eventually they show through, they come through, and they certainly will manifest